Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
In the last episode, we learned that Maggie had been left something in the will of her father's brother's wife's sister's husband's daughter's cousin's uncle. Assuming it was a load of money, the captain took her to Oban to meet with the lawyer, only to find out that he had left her a vintage car. Since Maggie can't drive, she'd asked for the money instead, but that wasn't going to happen. So off we go, dear listener, to Oban, as Maggie and the captain inspect her new vehicle. Here we are, the car left to you in the will, a 1973 Austin Allegro. Only had one careful owner.
And that certainly wasn't her relative. Look at the state of it.
Well, I know nothing about cars, but it looks all right to me. I like the colour scheme. It's very bright.
I've never actually seen one that colour before. Is that yellow?
I think it's characterised as primrose yellow.
The two-tone effect is quite eye-catching.
Maggie, that's rust.
I like the shape. All those interesting nooks and crannies.
Those are where he's bashed into things. And by the number of bashed panels, I think he must have been myopic.
Oh, no. I believe he was free church.
Myopic, Maggie. It means short-sighted. Anyway, this looks like a death trap. Let's have a look inside.
Oh, look. It's very spacious. Lots of room in the back.
That's because the rear seats are missing.
Actually, the rear seats were removed to accommodate his pigs. One in particular called Bessie. She was an old sow who went everywhere with Mr. McHugh. She would even sleep in the back of the car when they went to market.
Oh, that's disgusting. What about the smell?
Oh, the pig got used to it after a while.
Captain, what have you done?
I only closed the door, Maggie. The windows have all fallen down with the impact. It's falling to bits. Best to leave it here and forget about it.
Oh, no. My father's brother's wife's sister's husband's daughter's cousin's uncle was good enough to remember me in his will. The least I can do is respect that and keep this vintage machine. You never know. It might be worth a fortune. I could try selling it on that internet-y place.
If you insist on keeping this, then that's fine. But where are you going to store it, and how are we going to get it back to Kennacraig?
Well, you could drive it back for me, and I could store it on the ferry. It won't take up too much space, and I can learn how to drive it. I'm sure my big, strong Scotty would teach me.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Maggie. And as far as driving its back's concerned, I don't think it's roadworthy.
I believe the local vet has passed it through the MOT, and the Guinness bottle label in the tax disc holder has fooled the police for the past 20 years, so I don't think you'll have much trouble.
Please, Captain. I'll make it up to you. I'll bake you one of my famous inside-out cakes as a thank you. My old grandmother in Barra made up the recipe one night when she was sitting on the commode waiting for the moon to rise.
Well, here's the deal, Maggie. I'll drive you back and you never talk about that cake again. Done?
Done.
And so, with bated breath and all the windows open, the captain drives the death trap, sorry, the Austin Allegro, back to Kennacraig and the Glenmidden, with Maggie telling tales of her childhood in Barra. Eventually, they arrive.
What on earth is that?
Scotty, my love, this is what I've been left in my relation's will. It's a 1973 Austin Allegro. Isn't she bonny?
Oh, I don't know the word I used. What are you intending to do with it?
Well, I thought you would maybe be able to take me out and teach me how to drive.
You're not getting me in one thing. It's fun to bits. Captain, what's it like?
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Aye, Captain. I was asking what it's like to drive.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak up. After 5 hours in that thing with the noise of the engine and the rattling, I think I've lost my hearing and the will to live.
5 hours. It's a 90-minute car ride from Oban to here. Where have you been?
Scotty, it doesn't go over 32 miles an hour, and every 10 miles it stalls and takes about 5 minutes to get the engine restarted. I think I'm going for a lie down. I'll be in my cabin if anyone needs me.
Oh, Jeezo, what on earth made you want to bring the unclaptoot thing back with you?
Well, he is the captain. I couldn't leave him there.
I know him. Don rust on wheels you call a car.
Isn't she lovely? A spot of paint and some pledge, and she'll be just like new.
A 20-litre tin of paint and nae amount of pledge, and I'll get the un heap of junk looking onything apart frae clapped out.
So when will you take me for my first lesson? I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on that gear stick. Maybe you could teach me some interesting manoeuvres.
Right, we'll get this into your big, thick, red-headed skull. I will no be going out with you and don't rush bucket. You'd hate to be as thick as Thursday to get out and on.
Boggy, the captain told me you had a new car. I've come to have a look. Is that okay?
Of course it is, my pet.
Oh, it looks lovely. I like yellow. Would you mind if I went out in it for a drive?
You can drive.
Oh, yes. The captain gave me driving lessons when we were at Tynabruach. He'd take me out every evening and let me have a go. I even know what to do if your big head goes.
Aye, I'm sure you do.
Dick, will you teach me how to drive?
Of course I will, Maggie. When do you want to start?
Cup of tea first.
So, with Dick talked into giving Maggie lessons, one can imagine what that's going to entail. After all, Dick isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. But then again, neither is Maggie. I think they've had their tea, and they're about to set off for their first lesson. Shall we join them? Well, we can't. Not until next week, anyway. Join us, same time, same channel, for more from the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.